This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Gaza's Shifa Hospital has become the focus of a days-long stalemate in Israel's war against the Hamas militant group, and that group is designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Shifa's Gaza's largest and best-equipped hospital. Israel, without providing visual evidence, claims the facility also is used by Hamas for military purposes. It says Hamas has built a vast underground command center below the hospital and connected by tunnels, something Gaza health officials and Hamas deny, since Israel declared war against Hamas in response to a deadly cross-border attack by the militants on October 7. Its forces have moved in on Shifa, while Israel says it's willing to allow staff and patients to evacuate. Palestinians say Israeli forces have fired at evacuees and that it's too dangerous to move the most vulnerable patients. Meanwhile, doctors say the facility has run out of fuel and that patients are beginning to die. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Re-establishing communication between militaries of the two superpowers will be high on U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda Wednesday during a highly anticipated meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in San Francisco. But White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that President Biden will be focused on many other things, too.
President Biden will, this coming week, will be doing a lot more than just meeting with President Xi. He'll be welcoming leaders from across the Asia Pacific for APEC Economic Leaders Week at a moment when the most dynamic economic region in the world is looking to the United States as the leading economy in the world.
And Indian rescue workers battle to reach 40 workers trapped inside a collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel for roughly 60 hours. This is VOA News.